got time to kill. Just reached into my pocket to pull out my mic shield to find a brand new, shiny, spongy mic shield. I obviously decided to treat myself while subconsciously rummaging around in my audio drawer, and it will be nice flying to Stockholm should the flight actually get here to take me to Stockholm, equipped to record audio should I need to. Loitering within Tens at the moment as the plane has been pushed back a little bit. It was pushed back a lot actually and has been pulled back a little bit, so I've only got about 40 minutes more sitting around waiting for the gate to open in the hope that the plane actually gets to take off. It's interesting, the flights, they're kind of cancelling, and I'm wondering if they're choosing only to fly to areas of Europe and so on that don't have snow, or in Stockholm's case are able to deal with a plane landing in snow because they probably have heated runways and whatever. I think they should all have heated runways. Aren't all runways heated? They need to be. I can't imagine a gritter going out and people scooping snow up with big shovels. It was quite interesting as I walked into the departure lounge as well, because there was the comforting glow of the HMV, something I've seen and popped into occasionally, but only now does it kind of hold this weight behind its logo, this weight of impending doom, this excuse me, this inevitable demise, because they just didn't move fast enough, really, did they? They just didn't keep up with the times, and now everybody's shopping online or elsewhere, apart from in here, of course, where they seem to be thriving due to the captive customer base. I did try and interview one of the guys in there who didn't look particularly chirpy but didn't look too depressed either, but he didn't want to talk on the record but was happy to have a conversation about what he does. And it's not just an airport job as far as he's concerned. He's passionately into his music, as many people who work in music shops are, and told me that he really doesn't know what he's going to do, because where else is there to go? How many independent record stores are expanding and looking to hire at a relatively good wage, with, as far as street level selling goes, with benefits? So I asked him, you know, what's the score? How come you're open and not closed? He says it's only really Ireland that's closed at the moment, and I don't know what's going to happen. They're waiting for somebody to buy HMV. I said, what do you sell more of here? He says, mostly technology, to be honest. Headphones, Beats, for example, fly out the door. iPhone cases, hardware. People do pick up DVDs and CDs, but he says, as with most technology now, they seem to be driverless, so people just aren't buying as many discs as they used to, because there's nowhere to put that disc. So I said to him, what about if I was to buy a CD, because I do like to have the physical object, is there a download code on it? And he said, no, there isn't a download code, because we just don't think of stuff like that. I said, wouldn't it be great if I could give you the CD and you could rip it on the counter and give it me on a thumb drive so that I could drop it straight onto my laptop and take away the CD as well? He says, that would be fantastic. But it's going to be the industry itself that shoots itself in the foot, because I'm sure that there's going to be some kind of copyright infringement in ripping that CD onto the thumb drive in the store so that you can then carry it on the device of your choice. Is the industry just as much to blame as the actual sales industry itself? What I mean by the industry, the music industry. I know a few musicians out there, Solo Bass Steve being one of them, who have really have moved with the times, and I think you can pretty much buy everything he's ever made on a thumb drive and pay whatever you feel is right to do that. And there are lots of new business models coming out. Is it too late for HMV? Possibly. I'd like to see the name at least kept alive, even if it's just for romantic purposes, and some specialist record store snap it up and go back to how record shops used to be, when we really enjoyed going in and asking for advice and getting amazing service and grabbing some vinyl and dropping it on a deck and listening on headphones to see if it's exactly what we're looking for. Yeah. I mean, I think vinyl in some way is making a comeback, isn't it? So let's hope that there is a slither, a tranche of hope for high street music. Let's also hope that this plane I'm waiting for arrives so that I can get on it.